When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming up on Relatables.
Tell me if this is worse. So I faked an orgasm when getting head.
No. How'd you fake it? Give me a little.
Jake and I, the Relatables party. Relatable.
You are listening to
Relatables.
We're back, Spotify. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to another episode from your boys, Jake and Oddie.
It's episode 2 in the new studio.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that every episode. The new studio.
Episode 100 in the new studio.
Until it's the old studio.
Let us know what you think. And we actually have an announcement we want to make. We made on Patreon. There's a bit of space between us, behind us, and we want some artwork from our lovely listeners. We know there's some creative people out there who would love the chance to get some of their stuff on display. So anyone who wants to send us something can be as, you have to send us a picture of it on Instagram. If we like it, we'll get it.
But yeah. Or we'll set up a, we'll go through the PO box.
Yeah.
So you guys don't know where we live.
Mm.
Not that we don't love you, but we just don't know. We don't want you to know where we live.
Yeah. I'm good, but Jay got it. Okay, Jay, today I had a little trend I wanted you to try, or both of us try, actually.
Okay.
You might have seen it on TikTok. Mm-hmm. It's to do with your fingers. So, apparently, cognitively, you to spin one finger forwards and the other the opposite way is really hard. So, not going like this.
So that's like this.
Not like that.
So they're both going the same way.
They're both going the same way. So, you have to try and get one finger to go one way and one finger to go the other way.
Okay.
And try and do it. It's hard.
What if I close my eyes?
Yeah. It's going the same way.
Fuck off. No, it's not.
Yes, it is. There you go. Yeah, you got it.
Oh. What am I doing? Wait, that's so hard.
So one goes like this.
Can anyone do it?
And then the other goes, no, that's not right. One. Right, left.
As soon as you start the second hand, they just both start going the same direction.
It's impossible.
Wait, what?
See? One, okay, right, forward, back. Forward, back. No, I can't do it.
Cross paths.
This is a good watch. There you go.
Cross paths. Oh, I'm going back same direction. Cross paths. Am I going the same direction now? Yeah, I am. Fuck.
How hard is it?
That's dumb. I feel like an idiot.
No.
Have you seen the one where you go like this? What do you do? So go boom and then switch them.
Let's do it again.
So boom and then switch them. No, I can't even do it so slow
like
motion.
That, like that and then.
And then, yeah, you did it wrong, but look. So, so basically this is what it should look like. And then you switch them. So like then this one comes out and then this one goes out and that's in. So it's like opposite each time and you just go boom, 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 boom.
Wait, so they? Fuck. What? The human body.
Dude, that's weird.
You think it would be easy.
We're very in sync at least. Like,
yeah,
everything's in sync.
Connected, isn't it?
Yeah, how funny.
But today, Jake, I thought we'd kick things off with things that are an ick, but like why they're an ick.
Yeah, there was the whole icks thing.
The whole ick thing went by and I feel like they stuck a little bit.
So the icks thing went by and now randomly, so it's not a viral thing anymore, but what they will do is I notice it out in public, just like randomly now people have it in their subconscious mind when they see something embarrassing, they go, ick.
Yeah. And then
and I'm like, what do you mean?
There's no chance.
What do you mean?
So my first one, things that are ick, but like, why are they an ick? Waiting for the bus.
Yeah. What?
And do you know why I came up with this idea? I saw a girl waiting for the bus. I was like, fuck, that's an ick.
You caught yourself in the act.
And I was like, what's wrong with me?
That's why is that an ick?
Oh, I don't know. Why
just
is
get
it?
Your license.
That, yeah,
that's
yeah.
What you're trying to say. Just get your license.
Completely unfair on my part.
She might not be able to afford a car.
Oh, she probably
you
can't.
You dog.
Yeah, I know I'm a dog. I'm saying this is why I came up with the idea. It's so unfair on my part. Probably,
why is that an ick?
She might have like, I don't know. She might have something that makes her not be able to drive.
Literally, maybe she has epilepsy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
She might have epilepsy. She might be illegal for her to get a license.
So I was just emphasizing that I'm a dog too.
Maybe she lost her license.
Yeah.
We don't know anybody else's story.
Losing your license is a bit of an ick though, actually.
And like a valid one, you think?
Yeah. Like if you lost it for like speeding, that's an ick.
Well, Joanna's definitely. Did you see what she just sent us?
Yeah.
All right. When a guy is playing beer pong and he has to chase the ball when it falls off the table.
So what do you want me to do? How are we going to keep playing?
Actually, okay, if you were the type of person that's just like easily embarrassed and that happened, you'd stand there and be like, I'm not getting it.
Yeah.
You threw it, I'm not getting it.
I saw a thing and it was just like, my house is on fire, but I'm just going to burn because I didn't want to run outside the house.
That's so, people.
And give someone the ick.
I reckon, how many people do you think are just sitting there doing stuff, anxious about giving someone the ick?
Yeah.
So they just don't do anything.
I know.
I'm definitely a daily ick.
Giver?
Ick giver.
I kind of like giving people the ick if it is. It's especially kind of funny for some of these reasons. Next one, running with a backpack on.
Valid.
No, what? Well, no, we're trying to debunk these. But if
you're at school, not valid.
What if you're going,
everyone's wearing a backpack.
Going home from work, you're about to miss your train, you got to run.
Why have you got a backpack?
I don't know. You got all your lunch in it, your laptop.
Surely by the time you're like old enough, you're working in an office and that, you have a briefcase.
No.
You can run with a briefcase.
I never want to have a briefcase.
Running with a briefcase.
Who has a briefcase?
Running with a briefcase. Every fucking spy in every spy movie at some point is holding a briefcase and they're running with it and they're like, this has the coordinates to whatever.
Who the fuck is
and they're
spy?
Running with James Bond!
But we're not spies. The general public.
What I'm saying is if we had one and we were running with it, it's kind of cool. But if you're running with a backpack.
So you want to look like a spy rather than giving someone the ick. Okay, fair.
Yeah, fucking up. What do you mean? Of course I would.
So when people ask, well, why do you have a briefcase? You're like, James Bond has one.
Coordinates.
Yeah.
Coordinates.
The world's going to explode if this doesn't get home. With my sandwich inside.
Okay, this one could potentially be valid, but I don't know. It's not really the guy's fault. When the bartender fills up his drink too much and he has to bend over and take a sip while it's still on the counter.
I can see that being a nick. That's not his fault at all.
Wait, do you reckon, even because it's not his fault, you're like this.
Yeah, like sucking it out.
Do you reckon, even if he's like picks it up a little bit and he's like.
Yeah. Tell you what, just get the ick. Imagine a dude blowing soup.
Yo, imagine a guy blowing on his soup because it's too hot.
That's an ick.
I just burn your throat.
Yeah. Don't drink soup.
We're turning into the bad people. But
if
boss ass move with that bartender one would be because it's the bartender's fault, just take the glass on the counter and walk away.
Yeah, don't even pay for it.
Just be like, I'm not paying for that. And then just tip out like a little bit so you can carry it. It's like, it's mine now.
Next one for me. Similar to your ping pong one. Dropping a coin and picking it up.
Is that an ick or is that just embarrassing for everyone?
But why isn't it an ick? I want my $2 back.
At what point, okay, at what currency level are you picking it up or leaving it? 10 cents.
Leaving.
20 cents.
Borderline. Probably leaving.
50 cents.
Picking up.
Really?
Yeah, I'm picking up.
No, you can't. You won't see me picking up a 50 cent coin.
Yes.
You will not see me picking up a 50 cent coin.
I'm sort of going off the size though. Like, it's a big piece of metal you've dropped.
What, are you trying to have people's safety or something?
Yeah. What? I'm not leaving a big 50 center.
Leave it for a six-year-old. That's like $1 million to a six-year-old.
$50, $1, $2, that's mine.
$1, $2.
Maybe.
Any gold coin, because in Australia, $1 and $2 gold coins. Any gold coin I'm picking up, because something about that just adds value to my life.
Do you know how we're going to a cashless community?
Yeah, we are.
Maybe they should stop making coins.
Just so this doesn't happen.
Yeah. So they stop giving girls the ick.
I think the Royal Australian Mint should start really thinking about guys out here who are struggling to get girls. Because we're out here cashed up.
Yeah.
And we're dropping them.
Isn't it like the most rate of single men going on right now or something?
Fucking hell.
It's because of this.
It is.
We're debunking it.
This could go either way. I don't know how you feel about this. When he's in the toilet and someone knocks on the door and he says, occupied. What do you do? I'm a big grunter.
How are you?
I'm big on the
I just say, I don't say occupado, occupied.
Occupado.
I'm just like, oh, I'm in here.
Engaged.
engaged. I'm as deep as possible. I'm in here.
Yeah. Biggest power move would be doing a big fart. Yeah. So they know you're in there.
I remember I used to, at one stage in my family house, we didn't have a lock on the bathroom door when we were doing renovations or something.
Yeah.
So I was always like shit scared of taking a shit. So I'd always like, went by my side, I'd be like making noises like.
Yes. Oh my God. One time, I have an embarrassing story. I was at a friend's house. In his house, I remember. I was younger. I was in Canada. And, oh my God. Okay. I remember playing with him, blah, blah, blah. And then I had to take a shit. Mm-hmm. I was taking a shit at my friend's house, which I didn't really care about doing. I've always been able to just shit everywhere.
Yeah.
But then I could hear from the kitchen, his mum going, Gavin, Clara, dinner's ready. And so, like, I was just like, when their dinner was ready, I was going to go home. Like, I remember my mum being like, ready when they have dinner, Jake, come home. And so I was taking a shit.
Wash your hands.
And no. So they went to go have dinner. I think they must have thought I'd already gone home. But the daughter, my friend's younger sister, her name's Clara, she wasn't at the dinner table for some reason. And her dad saw the toilet door was closed, starts knocking, thinking she's in there. And he's like, Clara, dinner's ready. And I just didn't say. I was just silent. And he goes, and he's like knocking. And he's like, Clara, what are you doing? And he's like, dinner's ready. And then you can hear his missus saying, just like, where are you? And he's like, Clara's in the toilet. And she's like, you're in the bathroom and she won't come out. And then he was there. I swear it was like a 5-minute ordeal. And I finally was like, it's me. Oh man, he'd remember it too. He has to remember that. That was the most embarrassing moment of my life. Oh,
shows how valuable of a friend you are. They forgot you were there. They're like, oh, Jake. Like,
I assume they thought I'd gone home.
Jake must have just left. Who cares?
Yeah, I think they, because maybe his mum was the one that said, like, when dinner's ready, you got to go home or whatever. And I just, because it was only it's like a 20 meter walk. I live next door.
Yeah.
And so they just must have thought I'd gone home.
Mum's like, where's Jake gone? the kids, Gavin's
like.
Yeah,
even Gavin's like, I don't know. He's been gone for
Gavin's 20 minutes. Like, Gavin's like, I'm eating. Who cares? Fuck that guy.
Oh, fuck.
I got a couple more. Things that are icks, but like, why are they an ick? Bad grammar or spelling?
Yeah, bad. If you can't spell with autocorrect, then sort yourself out.
True, but sometimes I don't care.
Bad grammar in the sense of, I hate it. When you're trying to say you are, but you don't have the R and the E.
Yeah.
And then they're like, they get you in the fucking argument because you said you're wrong.
See, I don't care. It might be laziness, but like say I've put the wrong through in or something, or even an easy word and I've spelled it wrong. I'm like, she'll know what I mean.
How many throughs is there?
You're like, through something? Through, T-H-R-U.
Through the door?
What's through?
So through would be, if you throw something, it'd be T-H-R-E-W.
O-W. Or through.
Through.
Yeah.
The English language. Yeah, my guy, what the fuck? If
you weren't on Patreon, Jake tested me with some, what did we do? The plural nouns.
Oh, that was ridiculous.
That was ridiculous.
That was too hard to just even get them right. I think it's a funny concept.
Yeah.
But we're too dumb.
Yeah. Well, we learned it in like year six. It was like noun, plural noun, objective. And I was like,
yeah.
Well, there was like 100 of them.
Adjective and shit.
Yeah. Don't worry, guys. We're smart, but. And last one. Things in icks, but like, why are they an ick? A sports watch.
You know what? A sports watch on a night out is an ick, and I think it's valid.
Valid?
I reckon it's valid.
But like, what's that difference to wearing a watch if they wear a watch 24/7?
If they wear a watch 24/7. I just think that having like one of the watches with a screen on it on a night out is just too much of a Ben 10 vibe.
You took the words out of my mouth. I was just going to be like, Ben 10.
Yeah. Transfer. Because a normal watch is for style most of the time. Yeah. Like it adds style to an outfit.
Would you ever wear a Rolly? I feel like it's too much of a claim.
I'm not a watch guy.
Never am I.
I think I would wear a watch if it was a very subtle watch and if it just so happened to be a Rolex, but it was subtle. Like I wouldn't wear a big gold like.
What's with the American like stigma around chains and big jewelry and
yeah, you won't catch me wearing a chain.
Yeah, like Richard Mille or whatever it's called, like
Richard Mille, Patek Philippe, whatever it is.
Yeah,
all that shit. Like, you can buy like $500,000 watches.
I know, like my phone.
Why is it $500,000?
My phone tells the time, like
literally.
It's gone away from telling the time to like a status symbol.
Casio digital watch.
Yeah,
$20.
I like them.
They're cool. They're actually nice.
They look cool. Okay, everybody. Up next is Maneater versus Girl Next Door. So if you want some visuals, head on over to YouTube. Otherwise, the episode is going to be the same throughout. Okay, thank you everybody for tuning in. You know what to do. There's an extra episode on Patreon every single week.
That's it. 4 episodes a month.
Yeah.
Think about that. It's only $5 a month and you get 4 extra episodes.
It's so cheap and we're like cutthroat over there. There's no filter. We can't get cancelled.
Not really, no. You can't really get cancelled at all.
So, so yeah, we know that. It's fun. And you know what to do. Hot girl walks are going really good. So share that on Instagram. Tag Jake and my personals.
Keep doing it. We like to see it.
Yeah, we love starting the community. We're going to the moon like we always say.
Subscribe to YouTube because why not?
And finally, 5-star this fucking bitch.
Fuck yeah, 5-star.
5-star it. We're starting a community. We want that Relatables name with that little stars to be like one of the best in Oz.
You want it to be up there tip top.
And it comes from all of us. So let's do it. Let's jump in the epi.
Dilemmas. Hey guys, I've recently started listening to the podcast and absolutely love it. Thank you. My dilemma is about 3 weeks ago, I got dumped by my recent ex. Let's call him Callum. I really thought he was going to be endgame for me and was completely heartbroken from the unexpected breakup. I told myself I wasn't going to look for a relationship for the next few months, and whenever I go out, I'm not going to find a hookup. I just wanted to focus on myself and get back to loving me and not relying on a partner to feel loved. Unexpectedly, I went out with a guy recently. Is that a contradictory sentence? We'll let it go.
I was just about to say that.
Unexpectedly, I went out with a guy recently. Let's call him Tom. I didn't realize until that night it was a date, which I wasn't sure if I was ready for. However, I had a really good time with Tom and wouldn't mind going out with him again. The date was like a proper date. We ended up going back to each other's place The date was like a proper date. We didn't end up going back to each other's place to have sex. He was a true gentleman who paid for everything and opened every door for me. And he was very respectful when we were talking or just walking around. I don't want to move on to a new relationship just yet and want to have some time being single. But I also want to go out with Tom again. But I'm scared if I do that Callum will find out. Context. We have some of the same friends, a couple who have actually met Tom on a night out, and they tell Callum everything. That pretty much happens when they're out with me. So now I'm in a tough situation. Keep seeing Tom and going out with him, or do I stop seeing him and focus on myself? If I do have to stop seeing him, how do I tell him? But if I keep seeing Tom, how long until my friends know there and they'll tell Callum?
Okay, the spiral was continuing.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, you can see her spiraling in while she was messaging. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. This was it. She done?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. Callum, firstly, don't make any decisions on him finding out. Who cares?
What does Callum have to do with
it? Yeah, what's Callum have to do with it? The first step is you should be making this decision because of what you want to do.
Mm.
And then secondly, I don't know, why, ask yourself, why do you want to be single? Is it because people say don't jump between relationships and you need time to yourself? It all comes down to if you're ready. Yeah. Like no time limit defines whether or not you're ready or not.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you can go, what was the other guy's name? Thomas.
If you like Tom and he's a nice guy, there's no reason. Like if you're saying that you really want to be single for a while, then you definitely shouldn't keep seeing Tom.
Yeah.
If you're only saying that you want to be single because you don't want Callum to find out, then and you do actually kind of want to see Tom, then see Tom. But don't go into seeing Tom thinking this is going to be temporary because I want to stay single.
Because Tom's clearly made his intentions clear that he's taking you on a proper date and he sees a future potentially dating you.
I feel like a guy doesn't act like that, like just because he wants to sleep with you.
No, not at all. He sees potential for a girlfriend.
Yeah, he might have a bit of a crush.
So you just got to ask yourself whether or not you want to date Tom.
Yep.
And if you do, keep seeing him. Whether or not that's a good option or not, that's up to you.
Yeah.
And if not, tell him. Just be like, hey, I'm not ready for a relationship. I just want to do my solo thing. And he should respect that.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then, you know, if you ever just so happen to a fuse down the track, want to fucking hit him up.
Yeah. You could even like, I don't know, he's a dude. If you really wanted to, you could say, hey, I'm not ready for a relationship. You want to just sleep together?
How many times?
Once.
Yeah. See, once is the max. Once, maybe you could go, how many times can you sleep with someone until you catch feelings? Because like, You could do it once, and what if that first
Maybe I'd take back what I said because of how this relationship started. It's two feelings involved already.
Yeah.
It's not true. Yeah. I retract what I said.
No, don't. If you want to be single, tell Tom and tell him you can't keep going because you don't want to hurt him.
Yeah.
All right, be honest. If you don't want to be single, fucking see Tom. Yeah. Fuck this Callum guy.
Yeah, Callum broke your heart.
Yeah. And if he finds out, seriously, what is the worst thing that could happen? He's going to get mad at you and you're just going to say,
Yeah, exactly.
He's going, ha!
Yeah, exactly. Say relatables have got your back.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, next dilemma. I used to be 54 kilos over COVID, etc., but I've gotten to 83. I feel like I don't deserve to be loved and I can't bring myself to have a one-night stand or sleep with anyone because I feel like they will actually vomit when they see me naked. I've always had self-esteem issues, but now I don't want to leave the house other than work. I've go to the gym, etc., but it only lasted for about 2 weeks, and I feel like I'm getting judged. I think in those 2 weeks, I feel so confident, but then it goes away and I cry. I don't know what to do or how to get myself going again. Please help.
Jesus. Oh, damn. That was a girl?
Yeah, it was a girl. I think so. I assume so.
Mm.
I wanted to say
54 to 83. Okay, through COVID.
30 kegs.
Yeah.
You've got to fall in love with yourself again.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do. You've fallen out of love with yourself. And you've taken the right steps to go to the gym.
Yeah.
But also, it's more changing because beauty comes from within your personality.
Yeah.
Your exterior looks are just an added benefit. And although you have to like how you look, the real beauty of a person is within someone.
Yep.
And you obviously... We got to shift your mindset somehow and see, because I bet you're a beautiful person. You have great morals. You have good friendships, a good family,
yep.
Everything like that. And you got to see that as well as work on your health and fitness.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you get fit and look really good, you're not going to love yourself. It's the first step, but I don't think that's the big problem here. I think it's even weight has nothing to do with how you see yourself as a person.
Oh, I don't know. I think it would. If you have a bit of weight and you don't think it looks gross, then what you said is correct. But in this girl's case, she's saying she thinks she looks gross.
Mm.
So in this case, because she genuinely thinks she looks gross, the best bet for her would be to try and fix that. Because if you look better, if you don't think you look gross, then it's going to fix a whole lot right away. Not everything, but
I think it's definitely the first step to getting better.
Yeah.
Like that's a small problem, but the bigger problem is falling in love with yourself.
Yeah.
That's like a quick fix. Losing weight is a quick fix, but the real problem is falling in love with yourself. But also, you're doing it. You said you went to the 2 weeks and then you felt judged and then you went back home and you felt sad for yourself, which is relatable. The gym's a very scary place, especially if you're not used to it and especially if you have image issues with yourself. So we said it before early on in the podcast. Our piece of advice would be make a commitment to yourself to turn up every single day.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do. It doesn't matter how long you're there for. You just got to tell yourself right now, whoever's listening, if you want to get into the gym but you think it's scary because there's fit people there and everyone's judging you, tell yourself right now, say, I want to go there every single day, 6 days a week.
Yeah.
And then you owe it to yourself to go. You don't have to do anything. You can just go on the bike, you can go on the treadmill for 10 minutes and then you can leave. And eventually, just by you being there, you're going to be like, if I'm here, I might as well fucking work out.
Yeah.
And you're going to see all these people and realize that they have all the same problems in their head that you're thinking of and they don't give a fuck about you. So it's the exposure therapy at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think that's good advice. I think what will end up happening is you really need to look at it in the sense of, so if you say to yourself, for 30 days straight, I will walk into the gym, be there for 5 minutes, go on the treadmill for 5 minutes and then leave. It's like, I think it's probably hard for some people to do that because they think people are judging them. It's just... getting over the judgment of other people, I suppose.
Mm. Well, that comes down to the mental thing about how she thinks she's not worth anyone.
Yeah.
People think she's ugly when she's naked. Like, it's a relatable feeling. This is like the hard end of the spectrum, but it's such a relatable thing to think that like you're not good enough or you're not worthy of having sex with someone because there's something on your body or something going on in your life.
Yeah, I wonder if with this situation you could go... So you're in kind of a zero judgment zone. Not that you get judged at the gym. It's just that people think they do, which is fair. And you can't really fight it. I wonder if, what if you were to just start off really super, super slow and just do like 10 minutes of walking every day, really, you know, like you have to do it. You have to do it. As soon as you wake up, go for a 10-minute walk. Doesn't just like 10 minutes is really, on scheme of things to your day, nothing. Like wake up 10 minutes earlier and get that thing done. And, you know, that's going to, knowing that you've done it, like the, you, if you did it for 5 days in a row and you said you were going to do it for seven, but you only did it for five and you skipped the sixth, you'd feel like shit because you said you were going to do it, but you didn't do it. There's really something in saying you're going to do something and then doing it. There's something in that.
It is. There is.
Yeah. There's really something in that. Something about like, I don't even know why. I never said I was going to do this, but I started making my bed every day. I've been doing it for a while now, but I don't make it like great. I just make my bed. It's like not a mess.
Yeah.
And something, I think it's just something about that.
Flick the switch.
I don't know. So I just make my, open my blinds, get some sunlight in my room, make my bed, and just something about having my bed made. So every single time I go in my room, like, I, and then I go have a shower. Every single time I go in my room, my bed's made. Something about having just like a neat, tidy thing, you know? Even if you just started by getting up and making your bed every day.
It's an accomplishment.
Yeah. Something about accomplishments really, you know, don't let someone tell you placebo. Like, don't let someone say to you, oh, you're doing that, but it's just a placebo effect, because placebo fucking works.
It does work.
Placebo really works.
Yeah. And it's just putting in those initial first steps and growing from that. Just don't go too far. Like an hour and a half gym session, an hour gym session is very daunting.
Yeah. Like so, yeah.
So maybe it's better to start with a walk, then go to the gym for the exposure therapy and then do that.
Yeah.
And then eventually you just got to, it's something within your mind is saying that you're not good enough.
Yeah.
And it, just putting the, we don't have the answer to that, but we do say put in little steps and commit to doing them. And you'll eventually come out on the other side better.
Exactly, yeah. Because a lot of people, we could sit here and say, okay, you need to start tracking what you eat.
Yeah.
You need to go to the gym 3-4 times a week minimum. Blah, 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 blah. But that's just so much stuff.
Yeah,
exactly. You know, it's just overwhelming.
Exactly. And yeah, it's the only way this is ever going to work is if you devote yourself to getting better. And you don't want to overwhelm yourself. It's just baby steps. And I think anyone listening is going through stuff like that. It sounds so hard and daunting at the end of the day, but it's always light at the end of the tunnel. And just by starting is the hardest thing to do.
Definitely start. It's and you think, let's say you start with a 10-minute walk. You'll think this 10-minute walk is pointless. I don't think you need to look at the 10-minute walk as the thing that's going to make you lose weight. You need to look at it as the thing that's going to just get you to start the habit.
Yeah.
Because eventually you might think, I'm going to wake up 20 minutes early and do a 20-minute walk every day. I'm going to wake up 30 minutes and do a 30-minute walk every day. And then you might be like, these 30 minutes, I could walk forever. I walk forever and it just wouldn't be enough. So it's time for me to go to the gym.
Yeah.
Time for me to maybe try and walk for 30 minutes and run for five.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
And one day it's going to click. And she said at the start, like, she doesn't feel worthy of some guy seeing her naked. One day you're going to feel like any guy is lucky enough to have you.
Yeah. Like, that's what,
that's the goal in this. Yeah. Like, there's no like, oh, you don't worthy, la, 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 la. Someone's going to be lucky enough to have you in their life and it's going to click one day. It's just by starting is the best bit.
100%. I have a huge crush on my friend's brother.
Ugh.
He is 7 years older than me. He's 28. I would like him to notice me, but he doesn't go out much, so I rarely see him. Like one time every 3 months. My dilemma is, should I just text him something on Instagram or would I just look crazy, look like a crazy girl seeking attention? Also afraid of getting pushback by him because I'm friends with his sister and get along really well with his parents.
Don't like this. So why do we keep having these age dilemmas? I'm a little bit sick of him, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I want to know what it is like.
At least this one's a bit older.
Why do you, if you see him once every 3 months, why do you think you really like him?
No, do you know why she only sees him once every 3 months and he doesn't go out?
Why?
Because they're in different stages of life.
Literally.
She answered her own question.
Yeah, I know. Like, to think a bit.
He's not going out in the same place as you because he's not in the same stage of life
as you.
He's
not going. He's probably working.
Yeah.
He probably doesn't drink. He's probably slowing down.
Saving for a house, whereas you're finding out about yourself.
Yeah.
Like, if I was you, I don't want to tell people what to do. I wouldn't message your friend's older brother and potentially ruin that friendship and the friendship you have with their parents if you get along so well. That's a rare thing to come by.
Yeah.
Or for this guy's hot. Don't you remember, there's heaps of hot guys who are older out there. It's just realizing that the friendship's worth more than
I just want to know, yeah.
Having sex with a hot guy.
What do you like?
Yeah.
What is it that they like? If you're 21 and he's 28, what is it that you like so much about someone that's so much like, do you want, you would be really, I don't know if I'm right or not. I just think that you would be sacrificing your 20s because let's say you did, it worked out and you started to date him.
He was a kid.
This guy's done. Yeah. Unless he's just fucking immature, but let's just assume he's not. Let's just assume he's a mature 28-year-old. Sounds like he is because he only goes out once every 3 months.
Yeah.
And if you're going to, right now you really like going out, you're going to start seeing him. He's not going to like going out. And he's not going to go out just for you. Like, that's silly.
No.
And
he's going to look silly going out, hanging out with a bunch of 21-year-olds.
Yeah. So you're going to, and like, I know you shouldn't care what people think, but it's not what he wants to do.
Yeah.
And then you're going to sacrifice fun nights out because you want to be with him. And then you're going to resent that you didn't get to have fun in your 20s. And then when you're 31 and he's 38 and you have a kid, you could be happy. But also, if there's resentment there, that's not a good way to live.
It's just not a good place to start. It's sort of like stabbing your friend in the back too.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people look at it as like, my friend's a good person. That means their brother's a good person.
Yeah.
They're right. Doesn't mean I should date them.
I don't think if you and I were 28, you started dating a 21-year-old, I would just be like, what?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. It would be like my quarter-life crisis.
Yeah.
I'd be like, fortunately, that's how it would be, yeah.
Like I'm not trying to be mean to you, the 21-year-old. I'm not trying to be mean to you. But what I'm saying is just like, it's just not.
Doesn't make
life
sense.
Life isn't a movie.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. Sometimes it feels like it, but it just doesn't, not right.
No, not at all. Not at all. Okay. Next dilemma. Yes, a relationship. One. My boyfriend is 24, 25 this year, and I'll be 28 soon. We've been together for almost 2 years. He's the best partner I've ever had. We share interests, perspective, and activities, but so far we do not share goals. He doesn't know what he wants in his future yet. As any other female getting into her 30s, I'm starting to lean towards getting my goals done. My greatest wish has always been living with my partner, travel, and start a life together. As a couple, after completing a good amount of goals together, start a family, not too soon though. I want to wait as long as possible and be ready to be a mum when I'm 34, 35 sounds really good to me. I've talked about this with him and he's definitely not ready to start such a journey and fears commitment, my words, not his. So my dilemma is, I don't know if I should end things and keep looking for a couple who shares the same goals as I. I'm really happy with the relationship I'm in. I feel like it'd be a shame to throw something so beautiful and pure away. The way we solve our problems is healthy. We work on things and the other things we don't like and we communicate really well. I don't want to hold on to these expectations while the years keep passing away. P.S. All these topics are on the table. Even one time we both agreed to breaking up was a smart idea given the circumstances, but he was super lovely and sad and we never broke it up. Never ended up happening. We love each other. Love the pods. Greeting from Mexico.
I mean, well, I'm trying to, based off of the very last sentence, what's the reason of him, how old is she? 28.
Eight.
He's 24, turning 25. So yeah, they met when he was 22 and you were 26.
Yeah.
A little bit of an age gap. Whatever. Last chick we told that was bad too, but whatever. I'm going to go with it.
This is a dilemma that happens. He's younger and doesn't know what he wants with his life.
But okay, here's the thing is like, if you're with someone in your mid, if you're in your mid 20s and you're with someone for 2 years, why don't you want to,
future, I
can't wrap my head around that. Some people just don't want it, but it's like, why don't you want it? What's so scary about them? If you love them so much and you guys nearly broke up, but you didn't break up because you're so in love, what's so scary about thinking that person's the one? And if that person's the one, why wouldn't you want to live with them and start traveling with them? And
tell me if my views are wrong, or maybe people don't think like this, or men don't think like this. If I date someone,
yeah,
initially date someone, that's my commitment to seeing a future with them. I'm not going to date someone I don't see a future with.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask someone to be my girlfriend that I think is going to be temporary.
Yeah, what? But I feel like a lot of men do that. I know someone off the top of my head who got in a relationship just because he was lonely. And And then it eventuated into, oh, maybe I see a future with them.
That's so weird.
Yeah. And it's not the fact that the dating, I think men do that. They just date because they want to date. They don't think further than a year ahead.
I just think that it's all well and good to be young and not know what you want.
Don't involve someone else.
But if you've been with someone for so long and you've decided you just don't want to grow up.
Yeah.
Like you, this guy's just like saying, oh, I just want this stay like this until I'm ready. I don't want to change. I don't want to try and be ready for you. I just want to stay like this until I'm ready. Mm. I want you to wait for me. Like that's too one-sided on my perspective.
He's saying pause. She's asking what to do, but otherwise he's a good bloke.
And so he's a great boyfriend, all that, this, that, but...
He's hard to come by, like those guys. Is there... I don't know.
I say call him on his bullshit.
That's what I'm leaning towards as well.
It's like you've got to go to him. You've got to be like, hey, man, like you got to either grow up or not grow up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm ready.
Like, yeah, you should.
I'm here and I'm ready.
Yeah.
We've been together for 2 years nearly.
2 years.
You're 25 and I'm 28.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm ready. And you can even go baby steps. It's like, we don't have to start talking about a family and all that yet, but let's move in together and see how it goes.
Yeah.
Like,
you got to
say, hey man, look, I'm here.
Yeah. I'm right.
I'm not going to be here forever. Wait for you.
I think that's what you should do.
Yeah.
I'm in love with you and I see a future with you. Are you ready to do, let's take a step further.
And then, yeah. And you're not giving him an ultimatum. Like you're just going to say that. And then he's going to think about it and he's either going to say yes or no. And if he says no, then you're going to be like, look, that's just...
I don't get men sometimes. Like if I love someone and she said that to me, I'll be like, let's fucking move in.
Yeah, I know. Like I understand waiting. I don't know. You want to date someone for, you know, 6 months to a year.
They've been dating for two and they're older than us.
Yeah.
Like I don't get it either. And she's even saying like, I know a lot of girls want to have kids early. She's like, no, I'm ready to wait. I want to have a kid when I'm 30, 35.
Yeah, she's even,
she's doing everything right and he's just, it's not fair on her at all.
I don't think it's fair for you to have to wait for him to be ready.
No.
You know?
So I think that's the answer what Jake said.
Yeah. And so to the dilemma before this, this isn't even a big of it. This is a 3 year age gap. You're a 7 year age gap.
Yeah.
Listen to what we say.
Yeah. We still have never been proven wrong that girls and guys can't be friends.
Oh, yeah, no, we haven't. We haven't been proven wrong yet.
We have some absurd reasonings behind them sometimes, and they're just not right.
So the girls and guys, no, our thing is girls and guys can't be best friends.
Yeah, best friends.
Girls and guys can be friends, but they can't be best friends.
Yeah.
And no, we still haven't been proven wrong, and we get so many of the dilemmas. Let me tell all you guys listening to this. Let me tell everyone listening to this, all right? There is so many dilemmas in there where it's, sorry for proving you right. But I'm in love with my best friend.
Yeah.
And it's every fucking fifth one. I swear to God.
What do I do?
What do I do?
How do I make him fall in love with me?
We aren't answering that question because we warned you.
We did warn you.
We fucking have been warning you for 2 years nearly, all right? We've been warning you. Oh, it's fucking crazy.
I know it is. All right, up next, something a little bit different. We asked the IG... to confess something.
Yeah.
Get something off your chest.
Yep.
Completely anonymously. And may just make you feel better.
Yeah, exactly.
And some of the responses we got, some are wild, but a lot of them were like, I'm still in love with my ex.
Yeah, we don't care.
We want some juicy juice.
Yeah, we want juice. And I chose the juiciest ones I could.
Yeah, so did I. So thank you everyone who submitted.
Yeah.
And so these are confessions.
You want me to go first or you want to go first?
You go first, you're ready.
I've tried to do spells you see online to get crushes to like me back. 0% success rate.
I rate that she told us that.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
And it's never worked.
You gotta do it. Yeah, it's the 0% success rate. Honesty.
Has she tried crystals yet?
Who knows? She's trying these.
Next step.
You know what she needs to try doing is the little dolls. Voodoo dolls.
Oh, yeah, Pokemon stuff. Make a little voodoo doll.
Yeah.
Poke his willy.
You got to start. You got to. Okay, here's what you do. You get some voodoo dolls.
Yeah.
You start annoying the fuck out of them, all right?
Yeah.
And then you start putting posters up, all right? Your address. And it's like, are you getting random sharp pains? I can help. And then your address, phone number, all that shit on the thing. And then, yeah, that's how you do it.
You're in. That's how you find love. Confessions. His mum still writes to me even though we broke up.
I could not. I'd be so pissed off. I'd be so mad at my mum.
I know. But I feel like parents do that. She's like, she was such a nice girl.
She was such a sweet girl. Yeah. She deserved better than you.
Yeah. Just love me, mum. Just love me, mum.
Oh, confessions. I broke a guy's dick on a one-night stand.
Oh, poor guy.
I've never had that. What's it? It's called a contusion.
It's the string behind your willy.
Something like that, yeah. When your dick's hard, you can break it.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Oh, I couldn't imagine.
I don't even know how it works. I don't want to think about that one. One night stand, too, like, I can see it with your girlfriend being over, it's still going to hurt, but like, better position to be in.
God.
Okay, confessions. I thought this was just a funny sister dynamic. She didn't even confess for herself. My sister peed in the basement because she couldn't hold it until the third floor, her apartment.
What?
She also peed herself two times before that in public. She's 24.
Wait, some girls just can't hold it, eh?
It wasn't even her confession. It was her sister. She's just like, fuck.
Confessing for her sister.
Just like, fuck that bitch.
Whoa. We know someone that can't hold it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's probably, maybe get checked. Check that shit out.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
I don't know.
I accidentally kept $94 of donation money and used it to get wasted.
I hope karma come back and bite you in the bum.
You are the devil's assistant.
It's only $94. I'll never what's with in Australia? I swear surf life saving clubs.
Yeah.
Do all these like good things for the community, la, 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 la.
Yeah.
And then some person takes all the money.
Yeah.
I swear in every single club there's a story of like some guy took $5,000 from the annual Aussies trip.
I agree. Yeah. I always hear stories about that as well.
It's just like, and that was $94. Like, step up your game. Get some.
If you're going to, okay, here we go. If you're going to steal something, do you go a small amount? Because if you get caught, you're more likely to get away with it because it goes unnoticed. And if you get caught, they're going to be like, it's $50, whatever. But, or do you go all in and go for like $5,000?
See, like morally, I couldn't do either.
Neither.
But see, $94 to me is not worth it. I'm like, I don't care about $94.
Fuck no.
But then if we go to $1,000, I'll be like, I don't have the balls to do that.
No.
I don't know. Maybe like I couldn't do it. Maybe a sweet spot. Like, I don't think I'd want $500 that wasn't mine.
Yeah, it'd feel like dirty money.
Yeah. To get wasted too. I suppose after that like eighth drink it'd feel all right.
I bet you're right, yeah. And your bank account hasn't changed.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Okay, this one's confess something. I buried my hamster alive. I thought it was dead, but turns out hamsters hibernate.
Oh, no! You're kidding.
Do they?
Yeah, I think they do actually.
Imagine that.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, that poor little guy, little fluffy.
Imagine waking up.
Finding that, yeah.
Imagine waking up as the hamster.
He did. What do you mean? He never woke up.
You know what I hope?
The hamster never woke up, mate.
I hope when you die, you reincarnate as a hamster.
Yeah.
And this happens to you and you feel its pain. Yeah. Holy shit. Confess something. I faked an orgasm when I lost my virginity. I'm a guy.
What a man!
You deserve an Oscar. Oh my God.
How?
How'd you do it?
Did she believe you? We should have said she believed me, she didn't believe me.
I have a confession.
You've done it.
One worse, actually.
Oh.
So tell me if this is worse. So I faked an orgasm when getting head.
Oh, I remember you telling me this.
And they were like, "Oh, I didn't taste anything." And I was like, hey, I don't know what's going on, but I'm done. Because it wasn't good.
No. How'd you fake it? Give me a little.
No, I literally didn't do anything.
Vocals or anything?
I just said, I'm done.
Did you grunt?
Nothing. Did was I was an idiot. I didn't do anything. All I said was, I'm done.
Oh.
And
she didn't believe you for a second.
I mean, I feel like I convinced
her. I feel like that's kind of worse because like, it's purely down to like her head game.
Yeah, and it wasn't good.
Yeah, but yeah, you don't tell, like, you don't have to tell her that.
No. That's what I'm saying. Okay, and the reason that it, because she was on her period, so I couldn't have sex. So the reason I did it was because I knew I wasn't ever gonna, because it didn't feel good.
Yeah.
So I had to get it over and done with somehow. No, I couldn't say.
You're a bad guy.
Well, I couldn't say this sucks.
This girl is giving you head when she's on her period. I assume it's on her part that she doesn't want to have sex.
No, dude, I didn't. I remember this so vividly.
You didn't want it.
I didn't even want it because I knew that she wasn't gonna, and she was like insisting. And the reason I could always get away with it before was because she could do it, and then I could know that I'm gonna have sex after.
Yeah.
But it was this time she just was like, I don't know. She just wanted to do it.
True. The way you explained it, you're not as much as a bad guy.
I swear, yeah. I wasn't like, oh, you have to give me hope because you're on your period. And then I was like, this fucking sucks, bitch. Like, this fucking sucks. I remember it so vividly, like so clearly. I was,
I was like,
it's all good. It's all good.
That was good. I couldn't lie out of my teeth like that, eh?
But clearly I can.
Confess something. I tell men my body count is 14, when in reality, it's over 75.
Fuck. That's pretty high.
No, we say it doesn't matter.
No, true.
I just like the she's got it rolling off her tongue. Like, what's your body count? 14. Like, it's just like, yep.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then the guy's like, mine's 16.
Yeah. But that's why it also doesn't matter, because she's going to get judged in society because it's old. Like,
it's crazy that she has to lie about that. And also, why are guys asking you what your body count is?
Yeah, it doesn't
like,
matter.
Don't, like, fuck all that shit. Confess something. At 13, I found the stash of toys under my devout Christian parents' bed.
Oh, okay. Thank God that's where it finished. I thought she was going to be like, I use those things. Yeah. What do you mean? Christians still have fun, don't they? Yeah.
I think that type of fun is considered like sinful.
No, it's not. They're with each other together still.
I don't think that they should be doing that. I'm pretty sure that's considered like sinful.
Sex is still pleasure for them, isn't it? It's not just...
Yeah, once you're married, you can have sex for pleasure, or do you have to do it just to reproduce?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not really into it.
Nah, never am I. We'll leave it at that. Confessions. I feel like this is going to be relatable for a few listeners out there. My friend's brother is a smash.
Oh! Yep. I bet you there's a lot out there that feel that.
Something you can't have.
My friend's brother is a smash.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Woo. What position of that do you, does it feel good as the, if you find that out as the brother?
It feels good as the brother, not as the sister.
Yeah, but the sister doesn't want to know anything. Hope,
yeah, no, not at all.
No.
Confess
something. I gave my brother dog food when we were 3 and 5. You did it twice.
When we... Oh, so she was 5, he was 3.
He was 3, she was 5.
I feel like that is, I reckon that many siblings have done something like that, eh?
That's my grandpa.
Yeah, he said that. I've tried dog food before.
Yeah?
Like just the pellets, not like the actual, like, surely it's not the food.
Surely it's not the wet food.
Yeah.
Imagine.
And they ate it.
Fuck me.
Confess something. When I was a kid, I took a shit on the church storage room floor because I couldn't make it to the toilet.
No! Oh my God.
That's got to have some bad things from God.
That's got your one way fucking ticket.
Damn.
First class ticket to fucking hell. Whoa.
God's like, what's that? In my holy place.
God's in, he's like, come on. Come on, not there, not here. The toilet's just there. Yeah. Surely there's a toilet in a church.
There has to be. Couldn't hold
it. Look, I admit, like, when I have to go, I have to go. But if there's a toilet within 5 minutes, I'm pretty good.
Mm.
But like, I've never been, you know, this guy, it's clear there must have been a toilet within 20 meters.
Yeah, true. I actually, do you want me to open myself up a little bit here?
Yeah.
When I went to Queensland the other day, Noosa, for my girlfriend's ultra marathon event, she started the race and it was like really early in the morning. And I'm normally a morning number two person.
Same.
Didn't have time to do it. Oofed. So she started She started the race, whatever. And I also don't know if it was, we've been eating a lot of foreign food. We're in a different place.
Foreign food? You're still in Australia.
No, like not what I normally eat.
Just, yeah, like greasy.
Like. Yeah, like it could be anything. Like I don't know what's in it. Anyway, I start driving home. Like I've really got to go to the toilet. And I thought I knew my way home. Took a wrong turn. Added about 15 minutes to my trip. Because I just kept going and I didn't realize I was going the wrong way for a long time.
That's precious.
Because Noosa all looks the same.
It does.
Noosa all looks the same.
You're correct.
And then I'm like, what the fuck? I don't know where I am. And I put on my maps and I was like 15 minutes from home. I was like, oh fuck. I'm like, I've really got to go. Anyway, I made it. I got about 10 minutes away. I'm like, I'm not going to fucking make it. So I'm looking for, I'm like, I've got to pull over somewhere. And I'm like, there's like shops everywhere. I'm like, this isn't good. I can't go here. Anyway, there was like a bus stop with a little nature strip behind it. And then like, a fence and houses on the other side. And I was like, I've got to go. Pulled up into the bus stop, left the car on, then it took a shit. Took a squat. And I was like, oh.
No.
And it was definitely had something to contribute. You know when your food, you've eaten something that like didn't go down right? It was definitely that was contributing factor.
Yeah.
And I was
my God.
Literally like 5 minutes from home. But I'm like, I was in a rental car. I was like, I'm not shitting myself. Like,
oh my God.
I was doing all the squirmies. Like, I was like, kept shifting.
And
I
is your stomach like, going,
yeah, yeah, yeah. It wasn't good. And it was all because I took the wrong turn as well. And I was like, fuck me.
Just went in, popped a squat. Anyone catch her?
No. It was early in the morning still. And like, I took a good
Did you
like,
ever tell your girlfriend?
Yeah, I told her the next day.
That's funny.
I was like, it wasn't good.
Oh my God, that's actually the funniest thing. I can't see you doing that. That's so funny.
Yeah,
you gotta go.
Yeah, it was all these foreign factors. Like I'd normally have time to go, she had a race to start. I had to go take a shit, like normally.
Yeah, no, I'm a big morning shitter as well.
Yeah.
When's the last time I had a big blowout upset? I think the last time I actually did have to like prop, I've told you this story. Like,
oh, you're running.
I actually had to like proper do it outside was when I was probably 21 and I've pooped my pants at 21 and done that at 21. I had to poop. I was going for a walk and I was a while away from the toilet. Luckily I was like in the bush.
Yeah.
It was like down near the beach on the rocks and there was some fishermen over there, but I just tucked up and squatted and just let it go.
But I tell you what, we have good experience though, because when we went traveling on Fraser Island.
Yeah, I know how to pop.
There's a technique to it where it doesn't get anything near you. So I was fine.
Dude, there's even actually a little bit of technique where pretty much every time you don't have to wipe. Yeah. Pretty good, eh? Because you pop and squat down there, your cheeks are spread. Yeah. There's nothing touching anything. It's pretty fucking good.
There's too much poop talk.
Oh. Confess something. I was at a carnival with my friend and her dad. And did the kissing booth, and I kissed her dad.
Like by accident?
No, I must have gone in with the dad.
Oh, isn't that one of those things, the kissing booth? How are they a thing, kissing booths?
Is the kissing booth thing where one guy stands there and just gets kisses?
Yeah, or it's a girl. I feel like it's got to be a guy.
You just like kiss someone.
Was her dad just kissing people, and she's like, oh, go off.
Actually, what is a kissing booth? I'm looking this up because that doesn't sound like a legal concept.
I think it was an olden day thing.
What is a kissing booth?
Like the 90s.
What is a kissing booth? A kissing booth is an attraction, usually at a carnival, where the person running the booth kisses other people, often to raise funds. What? So you actually have to pay to kiss the person. $1 for a kiss and the dollar goes to charity.
Yeah.
Every creep and their dog is out there fucking kissing people for a dollar to charity.
Yeah.
Shut up, hey.
Confess something. Denying any acknowledgement of breaking my boyfriend's things by accident has become a habit of mine.
What the fuck? Do you get off on the adrenaline or something?
She just gets angry, breaks his PS4. Just like jam something in the little thing.
Oh, he pisses you off. Yeah. And like shove a knife in the fucking video, the DVD slot.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And he's like, oh my God, my PS4 broke for the third time this month. She's like,
yo.
You've got the worst luck, babe.
Probably makes you feel good.
Yeah.
If he does something bad.
Yeah, yeah. Outlet.
I'm out. I'm done.
Okay. Confess something. I've been flicking the bean since I was 13.
That's okay. Can you tell me where it is?
When I was 18, I really believed that I had a sugar daddy. Instead, I got scammed $300.
Oh, you paid them?
Yeah.
Why would you ever have to pay a sugar daddy, you idiot?
Because of this pod, I started listening to audio erotica. Like, kind of a lot.
Oh. You know what? Fucking keep that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're making some money off that. Yeah. Fuck me.
That's why I screenshot it. Oh, it feels good to get something off your chest.
Yeah, that had to feel good for
all
those people.
Even me, like my poo story, I feel good.
Yeah.
I didn't tell a soul other than my girlfriend. I just told a couple hundred thousand
you
people.
you just told thousands of people.
Yeah. Hope you're welcome, guys.
And look, I think it's more common than you think.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes, okay, when is it more appropriate to shit your pants or proper squat and shit?
I think it's more appropriate to pop a squat.
No, but I'm talking about, like, here's the thing. If you're on down like a esplanade of shops and people.
But there's toilets in those esplanades.
Sake of the argument. Okay. No toilets. People around.
You can't just pop a squat there.
Yeah, exactly. So you have to go. There's nothing that's stopping it coming. It's in your pants.
Yeah, that's acceptable.
And you're shuffling out of there.
I was thinking when I was in the car, I was like, I can't shit myself because I'm thinking the cleaning process is going to be terrible.
Like how much shit? Yeah, hold up. Would it be, if you were to do it, was it a big shit?
Yeah.
I was just going to say, could it just like.
No, it's because my tummy was like.
So I
my tummy was hurting.
You pulled over. I've nearly actually about. When I went to pick up my sister from the airport,
yeah.
I nearly had to do that. But then randomly, so like I had like, I was literally, this was me. I had to go so bad that I was scoping out spots to do it.
Yeah.
Like you, I was scoping out spots to do it. But then for some reason, it just like luckily settled for a second. And I was like, oh, thank fuck.
Yeah, mine settled for a second, stopped but then because I was too far away.
Oh.
I had that settling moment. I was like, yes. And then it came back like 5 minutes later.
I had the settling moment. And while it settled, I was really thinking like, do I just pull over still and do it?
Yeah.
But I ended up getting to a Macca's, ran in.
Lucky.
Dropped the duds.
It's relatable. And I think people like frown upon it too much.
Yeah.
Everyone,
if you need a shit.
Everyone does it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Here, as promised, questions for the elderly. All right. When am I not going to be scared of the dark?
As you said last week, we went a different route. Do you ever not get scared of the dark though?
That's what I'm saying. Am I?
There's always a moment like, I'll happily think I'm a man and I'm going to bed. No one can touch me. Then there's a loud sound outside. I'm like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the same. Like, I tell you what, that leg comes straight in from out of the fucking dune.
Under the bed, scary.
Oh my God. Yeah, wait. You could never catch me dangling my leg over the bed and have whatever's under there come fucking touch it.
Snake or something.
I don't give a shit what it is.
Questions for the elderly. What are some characteristics for a forever friendship?
Yeah. Fair enough. That's a good question.
What do you reckon? Well, they've been forever, so.
Actually, true. If there has been guys that are friends forever and ever, or girls that are friends for ever and ever. Questions for the elderly. At what age am I going to like wine?
Oh, that's a good question. I want to know that.
I want to know because it's the grossest thing on planet Earth.
But I remember when I was like 16 and I tried a beer and I thought that was disgusting.
True, but like admit to me right now, like beer doesn't taste good.
Oh, no, not at all. But I'd prefer a Sprite every day of the week. But
yeah, and I'd prefer a beer over wine though.
I would prefer a beer, but I can manage. I like a Stone and Wood, like something, a pale ale. I've grown to like beer somehow. So maybe it's another 10 years of my palate developing.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe it's for the mature.
Or we should go on a wine tour and just get maggot. And then we.
You'd probably love it after that.
Questions for the elderly. What's a small thing you do to de-stress?
Ooh.
Yeah.
What do you do to de-stress?
I don't know really. First, fuck, we're getting a bit, have a wank.
Facts. Does that ever go away?
Yeah, that helps. But that's like immediate. But it probably like, I go for a run's a good one for me.
Yeah.
A gym. I like listening to music and going to the gym.
Yeah, what do
probably
I
probably the biggest de-stress thing for me.
You know what I actually, to de-stress for some reason, kind of completing a thing that needs to be done that day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. For some reason, complete. Or even actually, one simple one I do is go for a walk.
Yeah.
Headphones on.
I think just going outside in nature and breathing and not going on your phone really helps. Yeah. I know some people do some colouring in.
Yeah.
Read a book.
I do think separating from the phone is probably a good one.
Yeah.
I bet you that stresses you out a bit.
Exactly. And even like if I watch a movie or something, it doesn't really help. If I'm stressed, because my brain's just spiraling.
If I'm watching a movie,
I can't think about the movie.
Yeah, watching a movie can't de-stress me.
No.
I need to do something to de-stress me where my brain's focused on a thing for a minute.
Even long shower for me is pretty good.
Yeah, and so for some reason, I always have to, something that makes me de-stress is something, feeling productive is something that de-stresses me. So, questions for the elderly. When I'm older and married, will my wife tell me what's wrong the first time I ask?
Great question. I think yes.
Hopefully.
80% of the time.
80% of the time.
Right now it's 50-50.
50. Right now it's fucking, I have to ask 20 times.
Yeah, I know. True.
Jesus Christ.
That's a good one. Questions for the elderly. How have your values changed as you've gotten older?
Oh. We should for your questions, we should have got an oldie in here. Yeah. We really should have got an oldie in here. Because values right now for me would be, like when you have kids, do they completely change?
I reckon they do. And I reckon you go through stages in life where like things you used to dwell on don't matter at all anymore.
That's a good point actually.
Yeah, and I wonder like
caring what other people think.
Yeah, like I reckon it like surely when you hit like 70, like you just, who gives a fuck what you wear? Like you don't care if you smell like shit.
Facts. Oh my God. Like, that's so true.
Like right now I'll care if I get a pimple or something on my skin, and then I bet you when they're like 70, they're like, fuck, I don't give a fuck.
I'm not showering today because I don't want to.
Yeah.
Like,
I want to know all those changes that happened in their life.
That's a good question, actually. Questions for the elderly. Oh, at what age do I start caring about politics?
Never.
Really?
No, never.
I don't see myself ever. All of old people kind of know what's going on.
No, there's still people now who, it's because they got so much time.
Yeah.
But people now, like I see on TikTok, there's people like explaining how like, I don't even know what the parties are.
Yeah.
And then they say this party is going to be good for our younger people because of our debts, la, 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 wah, wah, wah. And I'm like, what?
I don't get it.
I don't care.
I don't get it at all.
Like, I know it's beneficial for me in the long run probably, but like, eh.
I don't know. I just don't feel like I feel good. I'm fine.
I also feel like it's probably not the right mindset to have, but I feel like my opinion doesn't change anything.
Neither.
I've always felt like that. Like they say, every vote counts. I'm all like, eh. I don't care.
Well, every vote counts, but also you get fined if you don't. So why do we even say that?
Yeah, I didn't vote for a couple of years. message for the elderly. Oh, no, what is it?
Questions.
Question for the elderly. This is why I got it wrong. What's a message you'd tell your 21-year-old self?
Good question. Great question.
Imagine what they'd say. I bet you know what they say. You know how people care about their body count?
Yeah.
They'd probably go say, fuck as much as possible.
I bet you an old person with zero filter would be like, get some dick or get some pussy.
Yeah.
Get some experience under your belt because when you get married and you're married as long as I am, they'll be like, I haven't had sex for 30 years. That's what they'll say.
Yeah.
Jesus. Questions for the elderly. Will there ever be a time that the last drop of pee goes in the toilet and not my undies?
I think it gets worse.
It's just actually, while I was reading that, I was like, isn't it going to get worse?
Yeah, okay, catheter goes up there at some point. Oh, getting old. Oh, I don't know. I'm actually kind of not looking forward to it, but it's a different stage in your life.
Yeah, true.
Questions for the elderly. What's the best way to live in the present moment? I swear old people are really good at that.
Yeah, they're really good because they didn't grow up. I think even when we're older, we will still be like, struggle because we've grown up with phones and stuff.
Mm.
So I think we will not be detached from the phone.
I'm glad our generation sort of had like all through primary school at least and like the start of high school, we didn't really have phones.
No,
we had
right.
like the basic iPod touches.
Yeah.
No one had a phone till like year 8 or 9, like an iPhone.
Yeah, I think I was year 8.
Yeah.
7 or 8 maybe.
I'm glad we got that. I feel like the one couple years before us was the best. Mm. They got the best of both worlds, but we're just right in the middle. But it's better than now when like people growing up and like they're in year fucking 3, they have an iPhone.
Oh, dude, it's wild. Before they're even in school, they have a fucking iPad. They're just watching videos on. And
I refuse to give my kid an iPad and just put him at a table.
Yeah, you plonk him down at dinner table and you fucking just like, watch this so they shut up.
Yeah.
You know, fuck, man.
Okay, I don't know.
That'd be tough. Questions for the elderly. At what age do I forget about nutrition and start doing random diets to lose weight?
That's because they don't know. keto, like no carb diet, la, 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 la. It's because they literally, people didn't know about calorie deficits till like 3 years ago.
No.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
No.
Yeah, 100%. They thought it was all these weird diet fads from like men's health magazines and stuff.
Bro.
They didn't know about calorie deficits.
Fuck me.
It's so simple, but such a concept that we didn't know.
And actually, it really, the big companies, I suppose, they don't want you to know.
No,
they don't want you to know how simple it is.
They want you to buy their magazine that says this sus thing that they promote some weird diet and you track it with our little page.
Yes, you're very right.
My last one, questions for the elderly. How do you view death?
I bet you at a certain age, you're just like welcoming it.
Yeah. Well, I know a lot of people who are like scared of dying.
I'm scared of dying now.
I'm not. Oh, I am a little bit to the extent too, but also like I don't fear it.
I don't fear it in the sense that. So if I knew it was coming in the next 2 weeks, I'd fear it.
Yeah.
But I don't fear it in the sense that because I, as of right now, obviously, I think I'm going to live until I'm old and die then. But I don't fear it yet.
I kind of see it as like a completion of life. Definitely when you're older, not now.
Yeah.
Like that's the end goal. Life's done. Time to move on.
True. It is time. Like the end goal is to die.
Yeah.
Because you don't have a choice.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone's going to. So yeah. You don't have a choice. Isn't that scary that that is the absolute constant?
Mm.
That
you finish on death.
That you're going to die?
Yeah.
That is a constant.
Well, I think that's why, yeah. Life's short. The sooner you realize it, the more like life you're going to get out of living.
Yeah, probably. Questions for the elderly. At what age is a handkerchief appropriate?
Now.
Really?
Yeah.
You would carry a handkerchief around?
I'd rock one all the time occasionally.
No.
Yeah, did you ever have like when you would go to school or whatever? Like, oh,
I've never had one.
Got a running nose and your dad's like, oh, here, take this.
My dad used to hold onto one forever.
My dad still does.
No way.
I got given some handkerchiefs for a birthday when I was like 17, 18.
No.
Yeah, they're in a drawer somewhere. Never use them.
Oh my God.
I reckon they're cool.
Last one. Question for the elderly. At what age will I have a heart attack because a light was left on?
I reckon 70. 70 plus.
Well, that's the thing, because your parents used to be like that.
Mm.
But I pay for my power bill now and I just don't care.
I know. It's dog of me, but I've also said like when they say like have a go, you have to turn the light off, not off. I'm like, how much is it, Mum? I'll give you the 50 cents.
Oh, that's heavy. That's so real. I'll give you the 50 cents, Mum. Oh, my God.
It's bad. I know. I know I'm toxic sometimes.
Fucker, eh? They'd be so livid at you if you say that.
I'm not perfect.
Okay, so we're going to call our friend Jake Hardy.
Hommus.
Another Jake. His nickname is Hommus, Hom Daddy, Schlong Boy.
This is my gym boy.
This is, yeah.
Old Hommus, what compliment are you going to say?
What am I going to say to Hommus? I'm going to say, I've known him for a long time, actually. I went to primary school with him. This one's pretty deep, actually. I mean, I was going to say, I appreciate all the early memories.
Yeah.
Pretty like lovey-dovey.
It's all right. You can say that. You're scared. Yeah, it's opening up.
This is, yeah. See, maybe I should say it because I'm scared. Yeah, what are you going to say?
I'm going to say he's starting like a new career path.
Oh, what's he doing?
He's shifting into like marketing and he's bought a drone and stuff and he wants to do like social media for brands.
Shit, yeah.
For companies and stuff. So I'm going to say I'm proud of you for taking the first leap into a new career.
Let's do it. Do you reckon he'll answer? I don't even have his number. I'm clearly not that good of a friend.
The person you called is not available.
What if he ignored it? Do you want to try?
Sure.
Yo. Yo, what's going on, man? What are you doing?
No, just to the beach.
You what?
Just to go to the beach.
Oh, you're at the beach. Who with?
Yeah. Me, yourself, and I.
I'm here with Jake, man. I just wanted to ring you and say I'm very proud of you as a friend for taking that first leap of faith to a new career path.
Wait, what?
And Jake?
We're trying to do... should I explain to him what we do?
No, you can do it first.
Oh, okay. I wanted to say that I'm very appreciative and I have very fond early memories of you being like one of my first friends moving from Canada to Australia.
Oh, thank you.
on the potty, we do a compliment, little compliment thing, normalizing compliments and telling your friends something.
I don't know if you got the right person because I don't know how to take compliments.
No one knows how to take them yet.
That's all right. Just take it in, mate. Enjoy the beach. That was all. Just wanted to let you know.
No, it's so funny because literally about half an hour, I just did sign up for a business mentor. I'm paying $150 a week now. So when you rang and called, I thought you were part of the plot. I was like, what the hell?
Funny. No, it's just a sign that you made the right decision.
Yeah.
Maybe it is, eh? That makes me feel so much better. I was scared. Like, I was feeling like shit for the last half hour. I was like, fuck, you know, just spend too much money. That actually made me feel so much better. Maybe it's a sign.
Let's go. We believe in you.
Mission success.
Thank you. Anyway, I appreciate it a lot. Thank you very much for the compliment. And have a nice day, boys.
See ya.
See ya, Merce. Enjoy the beach.
Yeah.
Wait, that was probably the best one yet.
Yeah, that was the best one.
That was the best one yet in terms of like him reciprocating.
Yeah, he was hyped after.
Yeah, that's good. Everyone's kind of been like, oh, thanks. Pretty sure I told Jack I loved it when he goes, fuck you.
Reflecting. But that was some good compliments, like deep and meaningful
ones.
They
were actually
the both were like meaningful to him.
They're not all like that.
Yeah, some
We've
of
only got so many good ones. Yeah.
But that's what you got to do. Normalize complimenting your friends, everyone.
Yeah, we want to see it done.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you very much.
You know what to do if you haven't already. Please 5-star that bitch.
Come on, 5-star.
Do all that good stuff. We love you. We're going to the moon. But bottom of our hearts, we love you and thank you for listening.
See ya.
Bye.